Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Soul Sister Show, finally, right? And with host Sue and myself, Anne, and today we have Friday, July 23rd, 2021, and we have rescheduled the show from yesterday due to technical issues at Blog Talk Radio. I'm not really sure what it was, but we weren't able to call in as host and manage the board. So we're sorry for that, and we're sorry for your inconvenience, but we are overly happy to be here on air with you right now. So we are a live call-in show. You can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number, and you can call us for questions or chat with us about spiritual matters or share a story with us, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. If you want to talk with us live on the show, remember to press 1. And if you want to listen live and text chat with us, you can do that at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes in Greece. And today we are holding open lines, so just be on the line. Get your spot in the queue. And we will talk about spiritual matters. So we have kind of a free-flowing conversation, what's coming up. And we would really love to talk to you, so don't be shy. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587, or join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And as I mentioned before, on today's show we will hold open lines, meaning we take as many calls as we can, and we will talk about spiritual matters. So don't be shy, give us a call at 213-943-3587, 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number, and you can call us for questions, share a story with us, anything spiritual, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. And remember, guys, if you want to talk with us live on the show, press one. And if you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and of course, we just love to talk about any and all spiritual topics. And we are always a live call-in worldwide radio show broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Rhodes in Greece. And we are so proud to announce that we have listeners in 29 countries and growing. And we do cover all continents. Isn't that amazing? For a small little show. Thank you so much. We are very honored. And you can find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. Now let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters. Sue, all the way from hot Arizona. I know it's hot right now. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Actually, it is rainy Arizona, but we're enjoying it. Oh, yeah. Oh, because of the storms we've been having these. You know, it was so hot and so humid we had these amazing storms at nighttime, and we lost power last night, but I'm enjoying it, you know, because when rain comes, it's the cleansing thing. It just clears away all of that pollution and, you know, nasty stuff that's in the air, and it's, you know, you breathe just clean, fresh air, so... It's yes. It was
I bet it's nice.
Before we went on air, I'm like, oh boy, I hope it doesn't get loud.
Oh, we may be honored by hearing some thunder then. I can't say the same for here in Rhodes, actually. It's the hottest time of the year, so no rain, not even a drop. Usually it doesn't rain June, July, August, and September, 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And yesterday we had 42 degrees Celsius. That's quite hot.
Oh. Oh,
and
yeah.
It's a little bit better today. It was 36. That's okay. I can survive that. But that's about body temperature.
Oh, jeez. Yep. All that moisture too, right?
I know. Yeah. A lot of moisture. It's an island. But, well, I just love when it's a nice weather and sunny and hot. So
mm-hmm.
I can't complain.
Yeah, I know. You too.
So everybody, we are so happy to be here on with you, and it seems to work fine. I'm knocking on wood here. I'm not wanting to say too much, right? Because you never know. It doesn't happen very often, but Blog Talk obviously had some problems yesterday, so we're sorry for that. But we're here now, ready to enjoy our time with you. You can get your spot in the queue now, so call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions or chat with us or share a story with us or get a free mini reading live on air. And remember to press 1 to talk with us live on the show. You can listen live and text chat with us during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings, so you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And I have to kind of giving a heads up here, because I think it's a week, we did enter something new. So now we can take calls per minute. So you decide how long you will talk to us. You can find info about that at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And we do phone calls and even text chat per minute. And you can find out all you want about us at scrollsofthesoul.com. And let's join us on air. Call in. Now is a great time to call in. Get your spot in the queue. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, get a free mini readings live on air, or whatever is on your mind. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show, or text chat with us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. Now, before we move on with today's show, I know that my beautiful soul sister wants to remind us what last show was all about. Sissy?
Yes. Last show is numerology. I love this one because we can kind of tie in some of the topic that's before that, which is astrology. The two kind of pair really nicely together, and the numbers when I receive the numbers, they're completely random. They're from all over the place, you know, because numbers just jump out for me. They jump out for Anne, and I absolutely love them, and I know Anne does too. And it just,
yes,
it makes sense, I guess is the best way to put it. Numerology makes sense to those of us who are interested in it and do it, you know. So, yeah. So it was a numerology
yes.
show. And if you didn't get a chance to listen or you weren't, you were listening, you know, later on and you want to hear it again, you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/pass and listen in on last week's show. And we always ask that you guys do that. You're more than welcome to do that. And as far as the countries that are that have been listening to our shows, thank you. We can't thank you enough for that. We honor you. And I'm sure, again, real soon we will state countries have been loyal listeners. But in the meantime, we just want to say thank you to all of you. Okay, Sissy. Now, we're not really having a topic today, but so we'll move over to the phone calls fairly quick. But I just want to get into
yes.
some cards that we pulled before we do, and then we can move right over. So I'm just going to
Absolutely.
State mine fairly quickly, and then I know you'll state yours. So I did past life, and then I did Akashic Records. And the past life, the first one that came up was Lessons and Blessings. That's an incredible one to me because it just says we're where we should be at this present time and the lessons that had occurred in our life show us the blessings that we have today. So that's a really good one. And then we got the male, female, so they're kind of sitting back to back against each other, and that denotes the androgynous. That denotes the personalities that come in are with the soul, okay? There's not an influence as far as male or female. It's equal in its energy and its balance. So that's a good one too. And then moving on to the Akashic Records, the King of Roses came in and the Queen of Forces. Now the King of Roses, the King is basically the King of all Kings. He's Christ-like in his energy, okay? And he adores his people. He adores nature. He adores the world and things beyond this world. And he's very humble, very loving. And then the queen of forces, she's balancing both the sun and the moon. So for her, it's kind of like the yin and the yang, the male and the female, the androgynous energy. She has no problem coming in as male or female as well. She's balancing both equally. And that's kind of a message for both Anne and myself, as well as our callers. You know, we're balancing everything equally. So it's a blessing, basically. I take that as a blessing. Sissy?
That's absolutely beautiful, Sissy, because, you know, in our world, our 3D world, we are being taught that the male role is this and the female role is that, and this is how we're supposed to be and everything of that nature. But in essence, you know, as energies, the female and the male is energies, and the soul itself is from its creation, is androgynous, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's how we use these things. And the female energy, it's the more soft energy, the caretaking. But it's like we have mixed it up in this world a little bit sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Separated people from each other. You are a male, you're supposed to do this, and you are a female, you're supposed to do that. Make sense?
I will tell you, right, you're correct. On a world scale, okay, this
yes.
doesn't just speak about us. This speaks about our world and what we live in. And on the world scale, it's everything is coming into balance now. And many people are waking up to this balance and they're flourishing in many ways. And I don't mean where there's abundance, it doesn't necessarily mean financial. We all know that. But there's abundance and there's a beauty in this abundance. And so many people
yeah.
are coming into this energy. So it,
there is.
It's trying to say it's not just you personally. It's the world stage and how it's all starting to balance out. And it's a good vibration.
Yeah.
We all feel it.
It's a good vibration. And then that brings me to the card that I pulled today. So I pulled my from
Mother Mary, the Mother Mary deck.
Yes, Mother Mary Oracle card from Alana Fairchild. And the card I picked is number 32, Our Lady Who Gives Peace. And that's a wonderful card actually to have right now, because we need some peace and we are coming into that. So, you know, coming from a year and a half of chaos in the world, you know,
mm-hmm.
that famous movie I've been talking about and you mentioned too, sitting on the first row watching and not really feeling that it's real
mm-hmm.
and unrealistic, very strange feeling, right? So
yeah.
Mother Mary comes with peace for us. And Mother Mary herself, there's many names. I think the Divine Mother, as she's also called, has 108 names in different
mm-hmm.
languages. That's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Archangel Mary, Ascended Master Mary, Mother Mary. So what she wants to tell us is to, I'm going to read from the card. You have been holding on to a deep concern, and I ask you to hand it over to me now. Allow me to offer you a gift in exchange for your devotion and trust. I offer you the gift of peace. Peace that all is now resolved. Peace that the material situation is flowing towards perfect completion. My
yep.
peace be with you now, my child. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. All right. She's so on point with what's happening, you know, whether it's us personally or our callers personally, and then, you know, we include our world we all live in. She's so on point, and there's so much satisfaction and joy in her
message.
Her
message
and coming
Sissy,
forward.
Sissy, you know that. And to all who listens, when we have challenges and we feel like we are struggling, we can always hand our issues and matters over to the angels. It doesn't mean that we don't need to act on them at some point, but we can hand over the worry part. And sometimes we do that and then we kind of take it back because we start worrying again. That's taking it back. So we're not supposed to take it back. Hand it over and try to just, if it's hard, I fully understand. Sometimes it's really, really challenging, right?
Mm-hmm.
But affirm to yourself that, okay, I took it back again. No, I'm giving it to the angel. So if you are aware of that, just keep on handing it over. It's going to be a habit of yours at some point, right? For instance, we usually talk when it comes to soul realignment that we need 21 days for the energies to settle. That comes into our 3D reality as well. If we want to have a new habit, it suggests that we have 3 weeks to incorporate it in our life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So give yourself time and space and hand over your problems. And if you ask for guidance, take a step back and you will see and understand what you are supposed to do, because you are being shown things. And of course, everything is up to you. It's your choice. Don't let that scare you. It can feel scary that, okay, am I supposed to choose now? I want someone else to fix this for me. But that's not going to happen. You are going to be given the guidance, though. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's kind of just let go and give into the process. And I think that's the most important. Is that's the hardest part, because it's about control, right? And as soon as we let go of something, we know we're no longer in the driver's seat. I think that's the hardest part for most of us, because we tend to want to do that. So anyways, I want to move over to calls, okay? And take a
yes.
phone call. All right, let me come over. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm from Long Island. My name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
How are you?
Can I ask a couple of questions, please?
Sure.
Are you doing readings?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yes.
What do you need?
Oh, okay. You know what? I was on dating sites and stuff. It's just not working for me, just meeting all the wrong people. Like, they don't have time, jokers, whatever they are. And I think I'm just going to put it to the universe and ask the angels and write down what I want. I just did that and put it in my drawer and then just get off the dating sites. It's not easy going out because most people are couples my age. But what do you think about this? And do you see me meeting anyone?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's when we were just talking about that. When you let go of something, you know, you give up the control. Because it is about us trying to control. As soon as you do that, that's when bliss will come in. And it'll come in forms you just did not expect. It'll be like this backdoor entrance. And you're like, oh, wow. Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool, you know. So it's kind of that way. You are exactly where you should be. And exactly what
I was
you
only
did
trying because, you know,
correct.
It gets lonely. I've been single a long time and I have a lot to offer, so I had to try. But I just think if the online dating's not working today, I just said forget it.
Right, right. And you're doing, you know, you're already being guided by spirit. I don't know if you realize that. So you doing that, it's like these subtle gestures you're getting. And because you're hearing them, you know, get off the dating site. All of this will come about. It's just, I know we all hate to hear this word. It's a time thing. But in reality, there is no time. We just live by it, you know. It's more like a season. So what will come about for you will be in a season, if that makes sense. I'm not hearing what season, but I also didn't really delve into asking what season. But it is definitely a season.
Ask what season?
Yeah, hold on. Let me ask.
Well, I hope it's not like winter or next spring, you know, like sooner than that.
Actually, I'm seeing like October, November. It's definitely coming into winter. You know, we have the Northeast has that. You know, we have the fall and the beautiful leaves that change. And then right before winter, it already feels like winter, you know, in the Northeast. Because I'm from Connecticut. So I went through the same crap you did, you know. So October is kind of what I'm seeing as far as season. For the latest would be around Christmas time. Okay, so October. And then December would be for the latest, and that's, you know, deep into the winter. So fall and winter for the latest. That makes sense.
Do you know anything about the person or?
Nope. Nope. I'm not. Okay. I'm being told none of your concern. You're not allowed. You're not allowed to get that answer. That's what this is all about. You know, they tend to. Because we're in that state of lessons, okay, per the card I pulled, we're in that state of lessons. Or when you start vibrating out of lessons, you know, you end up in this kind of bliss. Your reality is more of a bliss and you're at peace, right? And Anne talked about that, being at peace. And you're right there. It's like you can taste it. I know you can taste it because you're tired of it. You know, sick and tired of it. So just allow the process to occur as it is. It's unfolding for you. And I think you're starting to relax into it. You're starting to enjoy the process. Are you not?
Well, I just started today because I said, I'm done with this. I mean, this man, he took me out Sunday. He was supposed to take me out Wednesday, but then he said he was too tired because he worked 65 hours a week. Then he's supposed to take me out Saturday, but he doesn't text. He doesn't say hello. I feel like I'm begging. Forget it. I don't need this stupid dinner.
Right. Right. Oh, no, no, you know, just not worth it. Date?
No, it's
not.
I feel like, and then
it.
I wrote today, I'll see you tomorrow. He didn't even write anything back. I'm just deleting his number. Forget it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you energetically, it's like you're done. You're spent with this shit. Okay, you are. And that's good because that what they want you to do, the final lesson here, I can tell you what it is, okay, that they're asking for is it's really simple too. It's about your inner joy, okay? And that inner joy has to come first before someone can be allowed to come into your heart. So it's just a matter of you you coming into that inner joy, and you're almost there. I can see like these really fine points. Quite beautiful, and you're just about there. But I am going to ask that Anne chime in here because I don't want to be the
only
one.
Can I ask one more quick question then?
Yeah.
With it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a bus monitor now. I don't mind it because of the money. I was a lunch monitor where I was at a school. I was going to do that, but I put in for an aide job there. I don't know if they're going to interview me. Do you see me getting that or staying with the bus?
Sissy, you want to answer that? I'm going to hand that to you.
Oh, okay.
You want.
I can answer that. I just want to chime in with the first question first. Is that okay? Hi.
Sure.
Suzanne. And here. So I get the same thing as Sue talked about when it comes to love. So I feel you're definitely on the right path. And sometimes we can feel like it's a failure because we have tried something. But it's a part of, you know, seeing what kind of people are out there too. It's something.
Well, am I doing anything wrong that I'm not finding a partner?
No, you're not doing anything wrong. I have a sense there's someone. I actually see a lot of love cards for you. That's absolutely stunning, and it feels like someone you're going to meet. More like a coincidence. I can't really say when or where, but it feels like you are going to meet up probably before autumn, but you are going to get to know each other. It feels like this is something that's a quality in that sense is going to take a little bit of time because he feels to be a sincere person. He probably have been alone for quite some time too, and he wants to see who you are first before he's committing or things of that nature. But it feels like by the autumn or the time frame that Sue said, I have a great sense that you come to a place where you will find that I have found someone that wants to commit with me and I feel the same way. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to, very short here with his personality because I asked about that, so they gave me some answers. He feels to be good at many things. He is like juggling and being able to accomplish many, 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 many things. So it's a handy person, handy maybe not maybe creating things in wood, but more like being able to create things and do things and moving forward in life. He feels to be quite private as a person, but that's not something bad, right? So it takes a little bit of time before he reveals the whole himself totally. But I feel that's something
that... Secure and at least shoot a little bit?
I feel that he's a very secure person, and I do feel that he has a lot of life experience. So he feels to be steady and stable. He knows
he
who
kind,
he is.
Is he kind
so,
of cute a little bit, I'm hoping?
Is he cute? Yes, I feel he's cute. And, you know, his personality is such a blessing because I feel that you will be very compatible with each other, that he would be... He's cute and he looks good, but he would be the most handsome man you've ever met. That's yep. how I feel, because
yep.
it's radiating from within him. So it feels like this is what you have been waiting for. So it's in your energy, basically.
I'm trying to be a little psychic myself. I'm going to say he's going to be. I'm going to say he's going to be 55.
I'm going to say he's going to be 55 and full of muscle and a tight behind.
At 55?
Well, you know.
Yeah, he's probably around that age, yes. Our age, thank you.
No comment there.
No, I know. And then we had the question about work, right? If you're going to stay as a bus manager or the other...
No, bus monitor, not manager. Just like I'm just on a bus,
okay.
I sit there and watch kids. Or
okay.
am I going to get an interview where I was a lunch monitor last year? They liked me there for like an aide full time, so it's either that or the bus.
Okay. So you want to see... I feel you probably stay with a bus.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what you want, but it feels like a better energy. And
well,
maybe
you know
there
what
are,
money,
are that, yes.
It's a little far, but the money's good. So I got asked to sub at this one school and another school. I don't think they're going to interview me, so I'm tired of all that. So it's either they're going to hire me part-time with a school I was last year, but I can't live on part-time. So I was wondering if they were going to interview me for full-time like in August, and if I was going to get it for September, or if they weren't going to interview me at all, or if they were and I wasn't going to get the job or get it, or if I stay with the bus. That's all.
Okay. So my sense is that you probably get an interview, and it feels also like you have a good chance of getting the job. But maybe the circumstances will not be as good as you're thinking right now or need them to be. So maybe that's why I could feel that you probably remain with the bus. Does that make sense?
Well, if they give me full time, like six and a half hours a day, I would take it.
I'm not sure if they do. Let's ask Sue. Sue, do you have anything on this?
Yeah, I am in agreement. Let me see if I can add a little more. So the job.
They would take me as a lunch monitor. That's what I did last year. It was only 3.5 days a week. I said I would come back just in case I didn't want the bus, but I put an application in for a job that's like an aide, watching one-on-one kid all day, you know, the school day, six and a half hours a day.
Right.
I put in for it. I think they're going to interview people in August. I don't know if I'm getting interviewed, not getting interviewed. And then if I get the job for those many hours, I would take it. If not,
right.
then I would stay with the bus.
Okay, so how about I clarify something for you? The soul's expression here, your soul's expression, the reason the bus comes up is because it is, it's not just about the kids, which they, the kids are, you give something to them, okay? But you're in movement. So when you're in movement, you're out in the energies that are outside. You're not stuck in a box, whereas inside you're stuck in a box. And your soul's expression says, I need to be on the move and outside. Okay? And this is why the bus comes in so strong, because you are in movement. And energetically, your soul's expression says, this feels good. I can see things, you know, it, rather than standing in a box, I guess is the way to put it.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
my gosh, you're good. You're right. So should I even go for the interview? Do you think they'll give it to me?
For
or should
it,
I
but make the decision based on your soul's expression. Okay, because sometimes money just isn't worth it. And I can give you one example I know that's really familiar to me, okay? So my husband and I have been together for 35 years, right? And when we were younger, he traveled for our first five years of our marriage, and it absolutely was not worth the money. And let me tell you something, that money was damn good, because he got paid out of New York, but we lived here in Arizona. You can imagine the income difference.
Well, I mean, the money's going to be about the same. It's not that, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and so there, it's, for me, it was more important that my kids knew their dad and that we were together as a family. It got to a point where I didn't give a flying you-know-what about what he pulled in because it just, it wasn't getting us anywhere. I guess that's true.
So you think you think I'll get the job but shouldn't take it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they definitely, you are very good. You have this thing of interacting with the public, and they're very aware of it. So you're great at either job, but you're, like I said, your soul says, "Oh, I can't be locked in this box." Because that's what it is. It's a box you're being locked into. So, but make the call. You'll know. Like you'll know. You'll just go. You know what? It's not worth it. Energetically, it's not worth it to me, you know?
All right.
And there's beauty in what you do. There is, and I know people wouldn't see
it
that
way. Not
really.
I'm just sitting on a bus. I don't interact much with the kids either.
Right. That's the beauty. Okay. That's what I mean about even you didn't see what I was saying. That, because you have influence, because you have experience, they want to talk to you. They want to hear what you've got to say, okay, because you're more like a teacher.
No, not on the bus, really. The kids really don't talk to you much. You just drive them to school, drop them off. Then in between, you got to sit there for 4 hours because you don't work, but you don't get paid for
time. Yep.
You get on the bus again, and I can't go home because I don't live close enough, so I have to just sit in a little room the whole time. And
then you
get back on the bus. You take them, like special needs kids, and you take them back.
Yep. But believe me, there's more influence going on than you're aware of. Believe me when I tell you this. Your presence has, you have a dynamic presence. You just do. And I know you know that about yourself. That's not new information. So.
I don't really think so, but thank you.
Well, you know, we don't look at ourselves and examine us a lot. You know, we don't take that step back. But
I know you have other callers, but real quick, is my son okay?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I got something real good on that. Oh, I want you to get a hold of me on that. Please do. Please go over to the website and consider.
No, I mean, he joined the Marines.
I know. There's some things I need to tell you, though. I don't want to go on air. You know, when we start.
He'll be okay, though?
Oh, hell yeah. Is there an advancement coming? Is there a... Is he waiting on
something? No. He didn't even finish. He just started his schooling. He just graduated in May.
So he's
only 20, believe it or not. Even though I'm going to be 61 in October.
Yeah. No, I get you. So are we a Libra here, or are we a Scorpio?
Yeah, I'm a Libra, but I think 55 for the guy is good because I don't want 70.
Oh yeah. Yeah, totally. That's why I said a nice behind, you know. But yeah, as far as your son, there's some type of advancement coming because of the schooling. Because of the grades, very few people will jump to the front of the class. Most people tend to sit in the back because they don't want to be noticed. He has no care about that. He can give two craps about that. It's all about.
I hope so.
Focus.
I don't know. I'm not. You know. I'm not there. But I just have this energy. Well, I have this vision that I'm going to meet a nice guy. We're going to move to Pennsylvania. My son's going to move to Pennsylvania, become a police officer. We're going to be next to my sister and my niece and my nephew.
Yeah.
dream.
Right. And that, just keep putting it out there because the more you put that out there energetically, it's going to come about. Maybe not in the manner you would hope. And this is what I talk about, that back door, you know, things coming through the back door in the oddest ways. That's you.
Yeah, he just wants to stay 3.5 more years, which is fine because I don't want him sitting when he's my only kid, and then get a career out here and I'll have grandkids, you know.
Yeah, right. But all that's coming, all of that's going to come into into being, but not in the way you would have ever thought. And that's going to be the thing. You're going to be calling us back about 3 months from now going, you're never going to believe how this occurred and that occurred. It's just a backdoor.
Well,
thing.
I thought of something too, but I'll keep it to myself.
Okay. Okay, I'm not saying anymore.
I hope his girlfriend's okay, if you know what I mean.
Oh, well, don't you want to be a grandma? Come on.
Not now. He's only 20.
That's okay. Hey, listen. My daughter was young. Okay, she was young.
I was 40, almost 41, so.
Uh-huh. That's okay, but when that life, when that baby comes, you're like, you forget all the crap, and you're like, okay, I'm grandma. Ha-ha. You know, I mean, it's just.
Well, you see something like that down the road, and not too soon, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you mean 5 to 10 years from now? Not 10, that's too late, but.
Stop putting timelines and trying to control this is what I hear. Mom, let him be the man he is, okay? He's a man.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Yep. Let him be
the man he is.
He will do what needs to be done. He'll take care of it. And plus the military helps out in that. You don't have to pay for housing. There's a lot of
He's 6'1", and he was putting my fish tank together. And he's like, give me a little fishy for your mommy. I go, you're going to be a great dad. I said that before he left because he came on leave. I'm going to cry.
Oh. No, don't cry because I'm going to cry with you. I know, look, I have all my family's military. My daughter, my husband, my grandfather, they all served every generation of my family served this country. So you start crying, you're going to make me cry with you. So I get it. But feel proud, you know. Feel proud.
Oh, I'm proud. He's a good kid.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is.
He's a very good kid. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't fall from the apple. I have to give myself some credit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we put a lot of time and energy in raising our kids, right? And the mistakes we made in life, we don't want them. We're trying to protect them from those mistakes, but they're going to make them anyways. Let them make them. You know, that's how they learn. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. All right, well, good. Right, I just went off the dating sites. I'm going to go to the store and lighten my hair and get some tie dye to light my hair, and I'm going to go out.
Good. Go. Yeah. Do that. We got to take some more phone calls, but we keep in touch, okay, because I want to see.
Well, what are you usually on this time? I mean, for the summer I can call. Maybe the fall I won't have off at this time, but you're on, like, Fridays at this time at 1?
Well, no, it's normally Thursdays. Go ahead, Sissy.
I wanted to say the same. Yes, it's Thursdays, same time.
Thursdays at 1 o'clock?
We had some, yeah. So
Eastern
10
time.
10 a.m. Pacific. So 10 a.m. Pacific, so I don't know the Eastern, probably 1, like you said. So we had some technical hiccups yesterday with Blog Talk, so that's why we scheduled it for today.
It was made for me to be here.
Yes.
All right, I'll let you go so you can talk to others. I'm sorry. Have a good day.
All right, you too, Suzanne.
Have a good day,
care.
Too.
Bye-bye. Right.
Take care. Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, love.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Sissy. All right, I'm just going to move into other callers.
Sissy, can I just make some announcements very, very short? So,
go ahead. Sorry.
Bottom of the hour, we passed that. But we're soon going to get to you, callers, in a little bit here. On today's show, we are holding open lines, and we are talking about spiritual matters in general. We did talk about a few things in the beginning. And we take your calls for questions or free mini readings live on air. And we really would love to talk to you, so call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. Or you can join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And we have started a new feature, actually, around a week ago with premium chat, so you can talk phone calls per minute and also text chatting per minute with us if you would like. Everything is on scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, July 29th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne. And we will be welcoming a very special guest, Dr. Alan Walden, D.C., a cosmic artist, an absolutely incredible man. So you need to tune in next Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific. And if you go to our scrollsofthesoul.com, you can find time for broadcasting around the globe. It's on the front page, so you can read and find a time near you, so you know where that is in your time. You can keep yourself updated on our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And you can also find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube, and you can find full past episodes and upcoming shows. And now, I think I'm done. Let's get back to the show. Sissy?
Okie dokie. All right, coming over to our callers. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Pam. I'm calling from Michigan.
Hi, Pam. Welcome.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, thank you. How are you all doing today?
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I'm just wondering what you see in ways of any kind of jobs coming up.
Job. Are you willing to go on a date on that? Are you willing to get out of Michigan?
Yes. I'd like to stay somewhere in Michigan, though.
Okay. Are you on a border state? Are you bordering? Because you're Great
Pretty
Lakes.
Pretty close.
Yeah, you're at Great Lakes. And I see you going just next door, wherever you're at, you know, whatever you're bordering. Bordering state. Is Wisconsin in your area?
No.
No. No. Wait a minute.
No.
No. Sorry.
I'm closer to Indiana.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, it's gonna be the state you're closest to. But for some reason, I don't know what the hell was. Is there something about Wisconsin with you, and that's why it jumped in?
No. I mean, I saw a job at the college in Madison.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably why I saw Wisconsin.
But I'd really either like to move back to New York or to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you on that, especially Ann Arbor.
I lived there for 8 years, and I loved it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, you said Ann Arbor, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the place to be.
I mean, it's very expensive, but it is just a beautiful place to live.
Yeah, right. I've never been there. So I've been as far as Minneapolis, right, Minnesota. That's where my husband's family is from. And we've driven across country, you know, we've driven from Connecticut to Minneapolis. So I've gone through a few states and then from Connecticut to Arizona. That was fun with two kids, let me tell you. but that whole corridor up there, there's so much beauty there. So much. I hope that comes. I'm not really getting a sense of it. I'm just getting a sense of than the neighboring state. That's what this feels like to me. So is that like a 30 minute to 1 hour drive each way?
It's about an hour and a half, I think.
Okay. Are you all right with that?
I mean, I've never been down there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some jobs are worth it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially
well, that's kind of where I'm at
good
now.
Good incentive.
Yeah, if it's good enough, I'll go.
Yeah. All right, let's see what Anne has to say. Sissy?
Hi, ladies. Hi, Pam. I'm here.
Hi.
So I feel the same like Sue. I don't see any specific places or anything, but it feels for me what's coming up here is it has really been a challenging time searching for work, but that energy is about to change. So you are heading into a very different energy that is more supportive and more open. And sometimes, even though we want to have control over things in our life, and even me, I want to have that too. But sometimes we are affected by the circumstances and it's not in our hand and it can feel a little bit unfair. So it hasn't been a good time. But it feels like that's going to take off and it's going to change. You are leaving that energy behind you, moving into something much more supportive and prosperous. That's the word I'm hearing. So
there will be a lot of communication.
Yeah, I like that word too. That's what I heard. So I see that there will be a lot of action going on, a lot of communication. So that means for me that you probably will have, don't frame yourself here, just send in applications where you feel this is something that I can get. But even if you don't sense that you have every single qualification they do want you to have, if you feel drawn to the work, send it in anyway, because sometimes personality wins, right? And experience, right? So go for it. Don't frame yourself. And I can't say a real timeline. It's always hard, but I feel like you are, it can be a few weeks, it can be a few months, but it feels like it's going to come for you and things will start to happen and that will encourage you to see that, okay, I can see that the energies are very different right now. I feel you're going to get a job. And I feel when you talk with Sue about if it's good enough, I have a sense that you will find something that you're not maybe planning on. It may be that that's a little bit far away, but it will be good enough. So it will be exciting and good pay and good circumstances, terms and conditions, everything. So it feels like something very good for you. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I'll take it. Good is good.
Yes.
Yeah, it's. So I've been working out of my field for a long time, and I've been trying to break into a field. But when you're, everybody says to start a new career, and it's never too late. The problem is when you start a new career, everybody wants 3 years experience, and they get it. And so it's hard to break in, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But the thing is, when we want to manifest something, sometimes it takes a little bit of time, and sometimes we do feel that we have failed maybe 10, 15, 20 times before, so we kind of can't see that we are progressing or proceeding forward. But I do feel that you will. Just be persistent. Sometimes it's very good to use that ability. I'm usually a very stubborn person, but that's good if I use it in times when I need it. Does that make sense?
Right. That's awesome. Well, thank
Sue?
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sue, do you have anything more?
Yeah. I just want to jump in a little bit. Pam, do you have children?
No.
Were you wanting to, okay, I got to be careful how I do this because it's private. I don't want.
I'm
going to
be a miracle. I've already had menopause, but it sounds like I'm going to be a miracle.
No, because I've got children energy here, so that's why I have to ask because there is.
Well, somebody I am interested in has. Children, but they're grown.
Okay.
They're grown.
Yeah, right. But now is there grandchildren here too? Because I'm seeing children at play. That's why I asked. There's children at play. So someone's either pregnant or someone's like twins, like something's coming here.
Is it a lot of children? Is it a lot of children? Because I do have a teaching degree. That's what I did for a number of years. So is it work-related then?
Yeah. I still see family here. I see family. I see a growing family. It's really pretty. It's sweet. It's really sweet. And you get to participate in it, and it has nothing to do with your job. It's on a whole other level. It's a very deeply personal level. That's why I thought you had kids. I mean, I would have sworn you had kids, you know. But
no, I mean, okay. I was always teaching, so I always had dozens of kids.
Yeah, right. But this is even more personal with that. I mean, even with teaching, you know, you have that special bond with the kids. They look at you for answers, you know. You do great in guiding. You're where you need to be when it comes to children. I don't care what age, whether it's teen years or whether it's smaller, you know, 5, 6. It doesn't matter the age. You did exactly what your soul's expression was crying out to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on par with that. So this is at a whole other level. This is a very deeply personal, private thing. Between you,
like in a relationship,
else?
You're saying?
Yeah,
like
definitely in a relationship.
Oh,
yeah,
that could. I mean, that could be possible because there's the boys are dating. They have been dating. They've been with people for a long time. So,
oh, wedding bells, nice. You're gonna participate
or not? Maybe they'll come later after the children.
And, you know, today's society, that stuff just doesn't matter. It doesn't.
It doesn't matter, does it?
it doesn't. But thousands of years ago, you know, it didn't matter. Marriage, things like that didn't matter because it just didn't matter, you know. We could bind ourselves back then, back in like Christ time, right? We could bind ourselves in an agreement on a spiritual level and call that married, and no one else had to participate in that. That was between us, our partner, and him, right?
Right.
And that's how it went back then. And if children came, it didn't matter. It really didn't matter.
Right.
We're so anal, you know, about the stupidest of stuff. But I think it's going in reverse, okay? I think a lot of this is reversing. So you're going to have a lot of joy.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love kids. I know you do. Like I said, your soul's expression, you were right on par with your soul's expression. You listened to what your soul said. And a lot of people don't, and they don't understand why they're unhappy. They don't get it when they don't listen, but you have some of that clairvoyance going on, and I know you know it, right? You know you have those gifts. Some people have found on them. Others say, you know, I'll put it in my pocket and maybe examine it later. And that's okay. That's what Ann and I are here for, you know, just to help with skill sets and life in general and to tell you the beauties you see, you know?
That's awesome.
Some amazing beauties around you. I just see it.
Oh, good. I could use some of that at this point.
It's coming.
I don't know if you were here earlier. Ann and I we had a set of cards, okay? Ann had pulled a card, and I had 4 cards total, 2 sets. One was a past life, and one was the Akashic Records, right? Both of these cards, what was amazing is they lined up with each other, but for different reasons. And one was about basically our lessons we learn and that the lessons and blessings, okay? And that we've already gone through the lessons and now we're coming into the blessings. Okay, so that was really great. I enjoyed that. I saw that and I'm like, yep, the whole world is going through this. Shift this change, we're all in it together, right?
And sometimes you don't even know how bad a time you've been through until you're at the end of it because you're just trying to survive and get through it.
Yeah,
And that's where I'm at right now. Like, I just got out of this really not very pleasant job.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
When I think about it, I'm like, how did I last this long? I mean,
it's a survival skill.
Yeah. I just tried to focus on the positive, you know.
Yep. And you have abundance of positivity. And I think that's the other reason why kids are drawn to you, because it's, when I talk about the soul's expression, what I'm really saying, it goes much deeper than that. It's on such a level, you would be blown away. And all I can say to you, quite honestly, is if you're interested in that, go to my page, look this up, because with the Akashic Records, there's a lot I can tell you about yourself. That would make sense.
Okay. Where is your page? I'm on the Blog Talk Radio page. I should say.
soulsofthesoul.com/Sue. You'll see me in there.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, and then it's just there's so much I want to tell you, but I'm on a time crunch and I got other callers coming in. But it's your choice. Look and review the information that's there. Go over. It'll bring you over to my personal site, which is Bear Spirit Indigo, or you can go to Anne. Okay, this is I got to give kudos to Anne. You can go to soulsofthesoul.com/Anne, take a look at Anne's, and you decide who you would want. None of us, you know, take anything to heart. You know, but it's there.
Okay.
It's there. It's available. And just let each one of us know, you know, depending on who you want to help you out.
Okay.
You know, we're equal opportunists, her and I.
Soul sisters.
Well, definitely check that out. I appreciate your time. I know we have other callers, but I'm pleased to hear some good news.
Yeah, we're all coming out of crap. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sophie.
Yeah.
Globally, it's
I wanted to say that too. We have been through, we haven't been only dealing with our personal energies and things in our lives, right? We have been dealing with the energies on a global scale and in a way that has been very unusual. So, of course, we are going to be affected, but we are coming out of it. And for you, it feels like you are in the change. It's going to be looking very different.
Oh, good. Good. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time again.
Pam, you know,
we're on every Thursday. Thank you so much.
We're on every Thursday at this time. The show got canceled yesterday. So just keep it in mind. You know, you're always welcome to call in every week. We love to hear how things have developed, you know.
Okay.
With our callers. So
I'll keep that in mind. All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies. Have a good weekend.
You too. Have
you
a
too.
Blessed weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, Sissy.
Oh, what a wonderful call today. Yes.
I love it. I love what we do. We're very blessed. I'm going to move into our next call.
Yes, we are.
Hi.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah from Louisiana.
Hi.
Hi, Deborah.
Deborah from Louisiana.
I kind of sound like the lady right before. Like, I can't believe I put up with a job as long as I did.
Uh-huh.
And I got pushed out. If I didn't walk out, they were going to, like, remove me from rumors. So I said, let me just get out.
Smart move.
I don't know where to go from here. You know, I'm hearing so many things like, oh, it was so wrong, you should seek legal action. But even if I could go back, I wouldn't go back.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
But I don't
you
know
have
where to go.
Listen.
And
go ahead, Sissy.
I have to chime in. Hi, Anne here. So I have to chime in a little bit. This is kind of when we are open and receptive to guidance. We know that we are not in the right place, but we keep ourselves there because also out of somehow we need to support ourselves, you know? So it's difficult to change. So if we don't have the the strong sense that we need to do it at a certain time, then we're probably going to push it forward in front of us, right? So my sense around what you just said is that you weren't happy, and sometimes it comes to the point when the universe and your guides and angels and everyone around you in that dimension, so to speak, they kind of pushed you somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So you could probably have stayed a little bit, but that would have ended maybe in an even worse way for you, right? So you chose to work for yourself. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you did the right thing.
Okay. I wonder sometimes. I felt that it was going to be physical. I was being, like, harassed. First, it was really verbal. You know, and people making up lies. One lady said I assaulted her, and I never even heard about it, and they reported it to my boss thinking she wouldn't talk to me. And she talked to me, and HR was like, why did you talk to her? She said, because she didn't know this. Like, just rumors, and people were banking on it. So how far would you go? You know what I mean? It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
But, you know, you followed your intuition, right? So that's why you made the move you did, because you knew that this is a crossroads here. I need to do something, and you made the right choice. And I don't recommend jumping to people, actually, because we can't really jump. But sometimes we are pushed to jump, like you did. So you did the jump. And you have been working hard, and things will be good again. And when it comes to work, I do feel that it's going to be maybe changing the energies around you. It's not taking off at 100 kilometers an hour, right? But it's more like it's going to come to a decent speed, and then things will move very fast. So in some time here, things will start to move very fast. So figure out what you would like to do and the circumstances around it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's, for the same reason I didn't jump before, it's because I didn't have a clear plan. And now that I'm out, I still don't have a clear plan, you know, as far as what to do. It's like, you know, the company knew that the place I was in was bad, and they were thinking about bringing me to another place they thought would be a better atmosphere, if not as negative. But that, you know, I don't have that in writing or either, so I can't bank on it, you know?
Yeah. It you know, it has been, it's coming up for me sorry, see, I'm going to let you in.
Go ahead.
It has been a very emotional time. And I do still feel that you are coming to this, it's a new beginning. And the energies will be, it's a sense for you that challenges will kind of fall away on the sides, and the path forward will open up for you. And I don't really know what kind of work it's going to be. It may be something like a project or something, I don't know. Or I see documents as well. I have no clue what that is about. But I see documents. I don't know if you have been working with things of that nature. But don't despair. You did the right thing.
Okay. It's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I agree with everything Anne said, but let me expound a little bit. I got to go back to something you said earlier, Deborah, which was kind of like not knowing what to do with yourself now. And what I was told is enjoy this time, because it's going to, when it comes, it's going to come really fast, and you're going to be like, oh crap, I don't have the time. I don't have the time to do all these things. You know, it's like two hands, 20 jobs, you know, type of thing. It's just, you can't do it all. So enjoy. This is, you're not supposed to know right now. That's the thing. That's the beauty of it. You know, Anne and I talked earlier. Anne pulled the card with Mother Mary, and it had peace in it. And it wasn't just peace for her and I. It was peace for the world. come into that peace and just let go. Leave the control up to them, up to her, and be guided on a whole different level, on a spiritual level, on an etheric level. Just enjoy this time off, because when it comes in, it's going to just come in so fast. It's going to be like a lightning bolt hit the ground, and then you hear the thunder. It's like right in front of you. It's that quick. It's going to come. So hand it over to her. Let her handle it. She will, because she's been saying that to all of us. She's been saying, you know, hand your woes and your worries to me, because that's what I'm here for. I'm a mom. That's what mothers do. We worry, you know, about our children, and we take on a lot with our kids, you know, and we are their children.
So I did smell roses before last days I was there. It's been about 3 weeks, and I thought, oh, no. Usually when like saints and things will come to me, it usually means like protect yourself, you know, like
like cross across here, across there, across here, across there. It's very much connected to Mother Mary energy and Jesus energy. So nice.
Yeah, and my family was buying me like a stun gun for Christmas, and I thought, why are people buying me these like a pepper spray and stun gun? And I was just being like, oh, I can handle all this. I can handle this.
Yeah.
You know, but now I'm looking back, and people were worried for me, you know?
Right. And I agree with that sentiment, but you are correct in your sentiment, okay? So it's just a looking out for you type of thing. That's all it was.
Yeah.
And look, listen. I would actually go with a pistol just for fun. not a stun gun, okay? I would practice shooting a little, because I kind of like that, you know? It's a lot of fun.
Right.
And for women, you know, a lot of us don't carry. So the ones that do, see, in Arizona, we're the wild, wild west here. We can only carry.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, it's just,
for me,
it hurts. I heard people are still talking, making up stuff, and
That's drama. That's drama, Deborah. That's drama shit. You know, we're at that age in our lives, because all of our callers, this is what I love, very mature women, very mature adult women, just a couple things they need to air out, and then they're good to go. And that's all of you guys, everyone who has called our show today, we're all kind of at that same age group. And it's just one or two little things where we got to recognize it and we're good to go type of thing. And that's where you are. But this is like young drama crap. We're past the drama.
Yeah.
You left
sure.
all of that. You know, when you left, that was your soul saying energetically, you know, I don't want to deal with this crap. I'm out of here. And as far as any, like, lawsuits or anything like that, don't even waste your time with it. Just don't.
Seriously?
You're on a different path. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be influenced by other people. This is about what you know is right for you. And other people are going, well, you need to do this and you need to do that, right? I mean, they're kind of pushing you to that level, right? But that's not what you want. You don't want that.
No. I just don't like that this woman could, there was a woman in particular that could make up this stuff and have that kind of power. You know, that bothers
but
me.
See,
of
she's going to get hers, and it's not up to you to be the arbiter of that. Let me tell you something. Here's the beauty of this energy that's going on in the world. This is where it gets good. Listen in. Okay. So people of that standing who have this energy quickly get, I'm going to use a term, I don't know if you're going to like it, bitch slapped. Okay?
No, I'm good with it.
Where it would take years for that. It's not taking years. It quickly is a slap down slapping them down.
Okay. So I'm good with that term. I'm good.
I'm glad to hear it.
Ladies,
yes.
I have a suggestion, actually. So cord cutting with Archangel Michael is a good practice to do because I use it myself and Sue does too on a daily basis. And, you know, sometimes many times a day because we do work in this field, right? But even out in the world, sometimes we need to cut the cords. It doesn't mean that we cut people out. We cut the energies. Sometimes, you know, energetic cords can look a little bit like tentacles. Sounds gross, right? From an octopus coming on to, sitting on you. And people most often don't create them consciously, but with their negative attitude, they do kind of sit on someone. So that's a good practice. If you want to, we have a video on YouTube, but I posted it on our page. It's scrollsofthesoul.com/live in the chat room. So you can have a look if you want to. It takes less than a minute. So you can just practice it once a day at least. If you feel more tension, you can do it as much as you want. And the best would be for 21 days in a row if you can, at least.
Okay.
Or even if you use it as a daily thing in the times ahead.
To
but it's up to you. But please, it's a suggestion. This is how I do it. And Sue, and you can twist it so it fits to you. But it's very handy. And, you know, Archangel Michael is the spiritual warrior. He's very powerful. He can help.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, y'all.
Yeah, we definitely, you know, do what we can for our callers and our listeners. You know, everything is heart-centered here, you know, so... We truly care about our callers, and that's why we say, you know, call back. Tell us how it's going. Did this happen? Are you in this place now? Are you in this space? You know, we really do appreciate and honor everyone. So,
yeah.
So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes,
Deborah.
We do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah.
All right.
Thank
Have
you.
A blessed weekend, Deborah.
Oh, thank
we'll
you.
We'll talk soon.
Have a wonderful weekend and blessed weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Sissy. I you know, I'm looking at the time. We've got another caller,
I know.
But this one I don't want to do because I don't want to get going. Caller, I see you. 520 area code. Let me just make a suggestion. We're on every Thursday. Please come back in next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, which would be 1 p.m. East Coast. We just were going to be kicked out of our board here. So you're welcome to call back in next week, and we hope you do. Sissy?
Yes. So I'm just going to do a few end of show announcements here. And on today's show, we have been holding open lines, and we talked about different and general spiritual matters, what have been coming up, so to speak. If we didn't get a chance to take your call, we're sorry for that, but please call into our next show. And our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, July 29th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne. We will be welcoming a very special guest, Dr. Alan Walden, BC, a cosmic artist. He's a fantastic person. So if you haven't come across him, tune in next week. And we will take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air as usual. It will be Sue and myself, Anne, who will do the mini readings. So Dr. Alan Walden is merely on as a guest. So he has a lot of spiritual information to give. And you can listen to replays of all our shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And, of course, you can always go to YouTube, search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube, and you can subscribe and like our videos. We have full past episodes and upcoming shows, so you can stay tuned. And you can listen live and text chat with us during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if we have any links or anything we suggest to you, we post it at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. If we didn't have a chance to take your call once again here, so please call into our next show. And thank you all for listening and calling in. And we're back next Thursday, July 29th, 10 a.m. Pacific. And Sissy, do you have anything to tell the listeners before the show ends?
Yes, I do. First off, it's thundering like crazy out here. And my 520 area code here is an Arizona caller. So makes me wonder if we know who it is, but I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
We got a girl here who we love, but so she's probably sticking around listening in. Yeah, it's a little bit thundery here. And I want to, I just want to shout out quickly to all of our callers and our listeners again to say thank you. We're always so honored that you entrust your questions to us. It blows us away every time, I think. And because we are a live show, and a lot of shows are like podcast shows, they're recorded and they schedule a certain time, and Ann and I are a little more daring, you know. we like to do it live and on air.
Because it's always going to be more personal, and it's always going to be different.
Right. And we care deeply about what we do, and we care deeply about our callers and our listeners, and every time someone comes on. Go ahead, Sissy.
Yes, it's wonderful. It's actually one of the reasons why we are on today, a Friday, because we usually have our show on Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific. But yesterday we had some technical matters and problems with Blog Talk Radio, so we couldn't actually come on, and we were kicked out and we couldn't be live. Those are one of the things that can happen when you actually go live. So you don't prepare anything, but you know, you can always improvise and try to make something else out of it. So we decided to have the show today instead. So we are happy we did that.
Yeah, we are. Okay, so with that being said, I have to give a shout out to my mom. Angels watch over you all night long. Sissy?
Love, light, peace, and joy to you all. And thank you so much. Bye.